Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Power of Fun, authored by the renowned science journalist and speaker, Katherine Price. Released in 2021, this book explores the vital role that fun plays in achieving a happy and healthy life, emphasizing not just any fun, but true fun, the kind that leaves you laughing, smiling, and feeling vibrantly alive. Katherine Price, with her extensive background in science journalism and accolades, including features in the Best American Science Writing and the New York Times, brings insightful research and delightful narratives to illustrate how true fun can be a transformative force in our lives. The Power of Fun is tailor-made for those who seek to infuse more joy into their everyday activities, introverts striving to attract more fun interactions, and anyone eager to add sparks of excitement to their daily routines. Whether you're looking to revitalize your personal or professional life, this book provides practical guidance on how to incorporate more fulfilling and authentic fun. Join us as we uncover how to live a richer, more enjoyable life through the power of true fun. The Power of Fun: How to Feel Alive Again. Introduction. Discover the joy of true fun for a healthier, happier life. Pause for a second and recall your last truly fun moment. You might remember hanging out with friends, catching a movie, or taking a stroll through the park. These are fun experiences, no doubt. But think about those unforgettable times when you were so engrossed in joy that everything else seemed to fade away. Maybe it was that day at an amusement park where, with no waiting lines, you and your friend rode one coaster after another in sheer bliss. This profound euphoria goes beyond the everyday activities we often label as fun. Katherine Price introduces us to a heightened state she calls true fun in her book, The Power of Fun, which delves into what it really means to engage in soul-filling, truly enjoyable activities. In this exploration, you'll find out how true fun stands apart from routine leisure moments, played out against a backdrop of three essential elements that need to be present to achieve it. Also, discover actionable strategies on how to incorporate a spark of excitement and contentment back into your life through true fun. You will uncover the clear distinction between everyday fun and true fun, the trio of conditions necessary for the magic of true fun to unfold, and ways to ignite a spark in your everyday activities, transforming them into moments of true fun. As we delve deeper, prepare to redefine your understanding of fun and learn how to transform ordinary moments into extraordinary memories, fueling a life brimming with happiness and health. Part 1: The Magic of True Fun, Where Playfulness, Connection, and Flow Converge. In her search to pin down what actually makes something truly fun, Katherine Price discovered that the concept is often slippery and under-researched. Thus, she embarked on a mission to define this vibrant aspect of life, leading to her formulation of true fun in her intriguing exploration within The Power of Fun. Through extensive analysis, involving over 1,500 participants from diverse backgrounds worldwide, Price identified that true fun emerges at the intersection where playfulness, connection, and flow meet. Let's dissect these three key ingredients, shall we? Playfulness bubbles up when you engage in an activity purely for the joy of it, without any aims or expected rewards. It's about feeling liberated, giggling, and escaping the weight of responsibilities for a moment. Connection means sharing a moment that resonates on a deeper level with someone or something else, be it a friend, a pet, an engaging activity, or the serene beauty of nature. Flow, on the other hand, is characterized by total immersion in the present, where time seems to just melt away. It's often expressed in the familiar phrase, "Time flies when you're having fun." While experiencing anyone, or even two, of these elements can certainly uplift your spirits and create moments of happiness and joy, it's the rare convergence of all three that sparks the phenomenon of true fun. This kind of fun is exhilarating. It engages you so completely that it leaves a lasting imprint, making you feel intensely alive and present. Understanding true fun also illuminates what it isn't. Consider everyday passive activities like reading, binge-watching a series, or attending a concert. They might be enjoyable or relaxing, but without the simultaneous presence of playfulness, connection, and flow, they simply remain as passive consumption. They might fill time, but they don't invigorate your life force the way true fun does. Two barriers particularly stand in the way of achieving true fun: distraction and judgment. Distraction fragments your focus, dispersing the potential for flow and undermining the depth of your playfulness and connections. Judgment pulls you out of the experience, ending the spell of immersion that characterizes flow. Thus, if you find yourself devoid of enjoyment, it's likely because these crucial elements, playfulness, connection, and flow, are absent. Identifying and embracing moments that combine these three can transform passive experiences into memorable episodes of true fun, enriching your life with genuine joy and fulfillment. Part 2: The Remarkable Health Benefits of True Fun. Let's face it, we're all headed the same way in the end. We're going to die. That thought can be quite daunting when you dwell on it late at night, especially as we agonize over the many worries of day-to-day life, like job pressures, financial concerns, or even social media engagement. While these fears and obsessions seem significant, they pale in comparison to the grand scale of life and its inevitable conclusion. It might sound grim, but there's a silver lining. Although we can't change our ultimate fate, we can certainly enjoy the ride. However, many of us are conditioned to view life from a purely functional perspective, thinking every action must serve a purpose, and often dismissing play and pleasure as frivolous, or even feeling guilty for indulging in them. Our hectic contemporary lifestyle only compounds this issue, making moments of playfulness, connection, and flow rare treasures. Moreover, our technology addiction, amplified by spending around 4 hours a day on our phones, equating to a staggering 60 days per year, detracts significantly from our capacity to experience these moments. This addiction not only keeps us in a state of perpetual distraction, but also diminishes our ability to form connections. Yet, embracing moments of true fun isn't just enjoyable, it's fundamentally good for your emotional, physical, and mental health. Catherine Price highlights how true fun, characterized by playfulness, connection, and flow, is surprisingly beneficial in profound, life-changing ways. Engaging in playful activities allows us to drop pretenses and reconnect with our authentic selves. This not only fosters humor and connectivity, but also stimulates our brain's production of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which promotes neural growth in areas responsible for decision-making and emotional processing. Strong connections with others are vital too, contrasting sharply with the dangerous health risks associated with loneliness and isolation, which can be as detrimental as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. People who nurture robust relationships tend to live longer and exhibit slower cognitive decline. As for flow, it is akin to the Japanese concept of ikigai, meaning a worthwhile life, where engagement in worthwhile and fulfilling activities is customary. Remarkably, inhabitants of Okinawa, known for their high population of centenarians, frequently engage in activities that induce a state of flow, mirroring the essence of ikigai. In essence, true fun isn't just a fleeting pleasure, it's a key ingredient for a healthier, happier life. So, shouldn't we strive to infuse more of it into our daily lives? By understanding and seeking out true fun, we not only enhance our existence but potentially extend it, allowing us to relish life more deeply and possibly even prolong it. Part 3: Conduct a fun audit to set the stage for more true fun auditing. And fun don't usually appear in the same sentence, do they? But stick with me here. Before we embark on a quest for more true fun, it's essential to gauge how much fun we're currently having and to understand exactly where we stand. This initial assessment will help you establish a baseline and recognize areas for enhancement. You'll also need to identify three crucial components: your fun magnets, fun factors, and anti-fun factors. You might be thinking, this sounds like work. but bear with me. The goal is to augment your enjoyment. This can be more engaging and insightful if done with a friend or loved one, potentially deepening bonds and enhancing your shared experiences of true fun. True fun elicits noticeable physical and emotional reactions, laughter, a sense of freedom, being wholly absorbed in the moment, losing track of time, and experiencing childlike joy. Recognizing these signs is crucial since they indicate the presence of playfulness, connection, and flow, the essential elements of true fun. Here's how you can start your journey towards incorporating more true fun in your life. Firstly, establish your current relationship with fun. Reflect on your fun experiences and rate how strongly you agree with the following statements from 1 to 5, 1 being strongly disagree and 5 being strongly agree. I prioritize fun. I comprehend what fun means to me. My friends perceive me as a fun individual. The characteristics that define enjoyable experiences for me are clear. I can easily think of 5 activities, settings, or people with whom I have true fun. These activities, settings, or individuals are a regular part of my life. I always have something fun to look forward to. I strive to make activities enjoyable for me and others. I regularly experience a sense of delight. I feel I have sufficient fun in my life. Tally. Your scores. A score between 40 and 50 suggests you're already living life with a lot of fun. 30 to 40 indicates you're on the right track with just a few adjustments needed. And below 30 shows areas needing significant enhancement. Focus particularly on statements where you scored less than 3. Secondly, dedicate an hour in a quiet place with a journal. Recall 3 moments of true fun from your life, vividly noting every detail: the environment, activities, people involved, emotions felt, and reasons those moments were so enjoyable. Also, envision a future fun event you'd like to create or participate in, and describe it similarly. This reflection helps you identify what makes these experiences uniquely joyful. Finally, maintain a fun journal. Use it to log daily activities, settings, and people that spawn moments of playfulness, connection, and flow. Use the labels P, playfulness, C, connection, and F, flow, to categorize these instances. Review your journal weekly to spot patterns and plan how to integrate more such experiences into your life. By undertaking these steps, you're not just auditing your fun, you're setting the groundwork for a life enriched with deeper joy and fulfillment through true fun. Part 4. Unlocking True Fun. Discover your fun magnets, fun factors, and anti-fun factors. Now that you've established a fun baseline and started keeping a fun journal, it's time to delve deeper into the prerequisites for experiencing true fun. This involves identifying your personal fun magnets, fun factors, and anti-fun factors. Before we jump into the specifics, it's crucial to understand the necessary conditions that pave the way for true fun. First and foremost, ensure that you're fully present and engaged. Remember how distractions are the arch enemies of fun? Keep your digital devices out of this equation. Secondly, create an environment where no one feels judged or self-conscious, and where everyone is wholeheartedly involved. Forget about any external rewards or outcomes and lean into the pure joy of the activity. While true fun can certainly occur alone, the chances increase significantly when sharing experiences with others. To maximize your true fun, start by pinpointing your fun magnets. These are the activities, people, and settings that naturally trigger your feelings of playfulness, connection, and flow. Reflect on your fun journal entries. Where were you? Who were you with? What were you doing when you felt those key elements of true fun? Look for patterns that consistently invoke these sensations, and consider how you might engage more deeply or frequently with these fun magnets. Next, examine the fun factors that make your fun magnets so attractive. Do certain types of activities, whether physical, like sports and dancing, or intellectual, like strategy games or deep conversations, consistently draw you in? Break these down further into traits associated with playfulness, like creativity or spontaneity, connection, such as community participation or engaging in groups, and flow, including activities involving music, nature, or performance. Use these characteristics as a springboard to brainstorm other potential fun-inducing activities. Conversely, it's equally important to recognize your anti-fun factors, elements that consistently detract from your enjoyment. Are you particularly risk-averse, or do you find crowded places overwhelming? Knowing what you genuinely dislike helps you steer clear of these scenarios. However, keeping an open mind and periodically challenging these dislikes may reveal new interests or changes in your preferences over time. With a thorough understanding of these elements, you're now poised to actively enhance your life with more true fun, but knowing is only half the battle. Putting this knowledge into action is next. Ready to power up your life with fun? We'll leverage the acronym SPARK, Space, Passions, Attract Fun, Rebel, and Keep At It to translate these insights into tangible actions that foster more joy and engagement in your everyday experiences. Buckle up, it's time to supercharge your life with true fun. Part 5. Setting the stage for true fun, space, passions, and attraction. Embarking on a journey toward more true fun in your life begins by effectively setting up your environment, both mentally and physically. The process starts by clearing clutter, which helps in creating room for more enriching and enjoyable experiences. The first step is to mentally commit to making fun a priority. Visualize granting yourself permission to focus on fun without feeling selfish or irresponsible. You might even write a permission slip to yourself that states, "I hereby give myself permission to prioritize fun in my life." Sign it, and place it somewhere visible as a constant reminder. Next, address any potential resentments that might be consuming your mental space. This could be anything from familial responsibilities to workplace obligations. Consider setting time aside, perhaps over a casual coffee, to redistribute these responsibilities more equitably. This can help in reducing feelings of resentment and freeing up your mental capacity. In terms of your physical environment, a cluttered space can often lead to increased anxiety. While a complete overhaul isn't necessary, organizing your surroundings can significantly enhance your mental clarity. Alongside tidying up your physical space, streamline your mental space by utilizing tools like planners to manage your time efficiently, ensuring you carve out moments for what truly brings you joy. Remember, your space isn't just for you. If you share your life with others, consider their needs and passions as well. By understanding and supporting each other's fun magnets and factors, you lay the groundwork for shared joyous experiences. With your space now decluttered, it's time to turn to the P in SPARK, pursuing passions. Delve into activities that naturally interest you, those you are naturally inclined to enjoy. Doing things simply for the pleasure they bring can lead to experiences of flow, often leading to moments of true fun. Whether these pursuits are new or long-held interests, each activity adds another layer to your personal development, potentially leading to profound experiences of playfulness and connection. For instance, learning a new language might open up avenues to interact with new cultures on your travels, or taking up cooking could lead to hosting delightful dinner parties. Look through your fun journal or list of fun magnets to identify potential new hobbies or revive old ones. There's no obligation to pursue everything, but having options allows you to choose paths that might lead to true fun. Finally, it's time to attract fun. Transform yourself into a magnet for joyful experiences by shifting your mindset to one that actively seeks out playfulness, connection, and flow. Laugh easily and often, and don't shy away from the absurd. The more ridiculous, the better. Introduce small playful acts into routine tasks to turn mundane moments into fun ones. Strengthen your playfulness by reflecting on playful moments each day, considering how and why they occurred. This not only heightens your awareness of fun moments, but also helps you discover new opportunities for playfulness. Engaging fully with those around you enhances your ability to attract fun. Be present, make eye contact, and show genuine interest in interactions. People are drawn to those who are fully in the moment, which, in turn, fosters more enjoyable and connected experiences. By making space, pursuing passions, and attracting fun, you're actively cultivating a life that not only embraces, but celebrates true fun. This proactive approach sets the stage for a richer, more joyful existence. Part 6. Embrace the rebel within and consistently nurture your fun-loving side. As we delve deeper into the Spark method for enhancing true fun in our lives, we've explored how to make space, pursue passions, and attract fun. Now let's focus on the next steps. Rebel and keep at it. Embracing a bit of rebellion can surprisingly lead to experiences of true fun. Catherine Price's analysis of joyful anecdotes revealed that many memorable moments involved slight deviations from the norm. Think of it as being mildly naughty. These aren't drastic actions, but small, harmless rebellions against conventions or traditions that open up new avenues for fun. Consider rebelling against societal expectations or routine obligations. For example, if discussing politics has become a dreary routine, change the subject to something more uplifting or offbeat. If traditional holiday celebrations feel overwhelming, why not simplify them or choose a different day to celebrate in a way that feels enjoyable? Rebellion can also be a personal journey of questioning long-held beliefs or revisiting youthful pleasures. Turn up your favorite teenage tunes in the car instead of the usual news podcast, or perhaps allow yourself a break from adult responsibilities now and then. Enroll in a painting class you've always dreamed of, or plan a weekend getaway just for fun. The final component of Spark is to keep at it. Consistently prioritizing fun isn't a one-time effort, but a lifelong commitment. Start by identifying your fun squads, the groups of people with whom you naturally have fun. These could be colleagues, friends, family members, or people you share hobbies with. Expand your squads by joining new clubs or teams that align with your interests. Recall your fun magnets, those activities, settings, and people that spark true fun. Given that time is precious, choose to prioritize these fun magnets regularly. Integrate planning into your pursuit of fun to ensure you always have something enjoyable to look forward to. While spontaneity has its charm, planned outings often guarantee encounters with your fun magnets. Also, keep in mind that while some fun activities might require financial investment, such as vacations or parties, the emotional return can far outweigh the cost. Whenever faced with the choice between spending on material things or experiences with loved ones, opt for the latter. Quality time with friends and family should always take precedence. In essence, true fun acts like sunshine in our lives. The more we expose ourselves to it, the healthier and happier we become. By regularly igniting a spark of rebellion and maintaining a steady commitment to fun, we can ensure a vibrant and joyful life. So keep challenging the routine, keep planning for joy, and most importantly, keep having fun. Final summary. The essence of this exploration into true fun is clear. If you aspire to a life filled with health and happiness, embracing the pursuit of true fun is crucial. The journey begins with conducting a fun audit to establish where you currently stand in your quest for joy. This involves assessing your existing engagements with fun, pinpointing your fun magnets, identifying driving fun factors, and recognizing any anti-fun factors that might be inhibiting your enjoyment. To truly weave true fun into the fabric of your daily life, it's helpful to follow the Spark methodology. Make space in your life by decluttering both physically and mentally. Pursue passions that resonate deeply with you. Proactively attract fun by transforming yourself into a fun magnet. Occasionally, rebel against norms to spice things up. And consistently, keep at it by nurturing habits and environments that foster true fun. By integrating these strategies, you're not just adding occasional sparks of joy to your days. You're setting the stage for a profoundly satisfying and joyful life. Embrace the process and let playfulness, connection, and flow lead you to richer, more exhilarating experiences. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.